Welcome to the Tiger Medical Institute and Tiger Performance Institute monthly audio lesson. And this month, I'm going to talk about outside motivation and the fact that it is completely unreliable. So that's the title of our lesson this month. Outside motivation is unreliable. This is Steve Adams, CEO and founder of the Tiger Performance Institute and Tiger Medical Institute. And I am excited to be here. It is early 2022. We're off to a new year. Some of you have been with us for a year, 2 years now. You've read my book. You know about flow and how to harness it. And so what I'm hoping for our community this year is that as a community, we will get even better at harnessing the incredible exponential power of flow in our lives, both professionally as well as personally. That's the goal of this year in 2022, is to really embrace flow as a lifestyle. And so one of the drivers of flow is motivation, because if you remember from my book, flow is a cycle. It has a cycle. Flow is a neurobiological fact. It has stages to it. And the initial stage is struggle. And if you do not have sufficient amounts of motivation, you'll never get out of the struggle phase and get to a breakthrough, which then leads to flow. And so it is a critical concept to your future success that you learn how to harness the power of motivation in a consistent way. So as I said, it's just after New Year. And by the time you listen to this or read this audio lesson, the transcript, most people would have quit already on their resolutions. The research out there is that they last about 14 to 28 days. Well, the reason is resolutions are platitudes rather than real commitments. However, a few, the top 1%, translate intentions or definiteness of purpose, to use a Napoleon Hill term, into something real, tangible, physical, building upon their success with new success. How do they do it? They harness motivation in a way that consistently propels them forward. Why do most fail to maintain motivation? Well, as the old country song talked about looking for love in all the wrong places, they're looking for motivation in the wrong places as well. Motivation is famously unreliable. I was taught 30 years ago this advice, and it was helpful. My friends and my mentor said, take action and the motivation will follow. It's another way of saying fake it until you make it. And, you know, it holds some truth and value, but I don't recommend that as a lifelong strategy to harness the power of motivation in your life. Motivation's close cousin, willpower, is also famously unreliable. We all know that. Whatever it is, like for me, popcorn, I really shouldn't have it very often, but there are times where I can physically feel my body craving it and I literally can't resist it and I get it anyway and I eat it and then I have a bellyache and I wonder why I did it again. And so nobody has perfect willpower. Well, for me as a former bank president and CEO of a large chain of retail stores, I came to the conclusion over about a 31, 32 year period that I could not consistently motivate people from the outside. Let me say that again, because it is a big deal what I just said. And that became part of my leadership voice, my leadership philosophy. And that was, I could not consistently motivate people from the outside. If they didn't have fire in the belly, it was fruitless to invest in them for future leadership roles. Well, if that's true, and that seems kind of, you know, cynical, what then is the answer? Well, let me ask you a few questions to start to set the table for the answer. Let me ask you this. How would you like to be so excited thinking about what you are doing that you cannot sit still or stop talking and even have trouble going to sleep at night? How would you like to possess near limitless energy? Does having a mindset each morning that is optimistic and hopeful and positive appeal to you? All of this is possible through something called intrinsic motivation or motivation from within. To live intrinsically or internally directed is to be intentional about the things that interest you and that you enjoy. To live intentionally is also to live with extreme clarity around purpose and your why. Philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche from the 1800s, German philosopher, says, he who has a why to live for can bear almost any how. Let me say it again. He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how. Now, let me break that down real quick. And this is kind of off the note. So you got to listen to the audio to get this part. Think about that. You know, when someone has the long view because they've got a clear direction of where they're headed, when they hit bumps along the way, they're just little molehills because their eyes are fixed straight ahead. They're looking at what their ultimate vision is. For people who do not have that clarity, who are very short-term thinking, almost any kind of adversity will seem like an existential threat to them, like a mountain. And these are the people who quit and go on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, okay? And so intrinsic motivation is fed by having a super strong why. And when you have a really strong why, you can work your way back and build intrinsic motivation into your life. So if you want to get into the zone, which we call flow, to experience productivity and creativity and accelerated learning benefits of this optimal state, you must develop a strong sense of intrinsic motivation. And what is it again? Let me say it again to make sure you've got it. Intrinsic motivation is the motivation to do something for its own sake, for the sheer enjoyment of the task, because you're so interested in doing it. Okay? Extrinsic motivation, on the other hand, is motivation to do something in order to attain an externally imposed goal by someone else, a constraint, a reward. This type of motivation is very unreliable, okay? When I had my pet business, I always resisted doing a bonus program because every time I ever talked to anybody that had one, they said it always turned into an entitlement and employees would budget it into their budgets and it lost all effect of what you originally wanted to do. And so what we did was, through the research of Daniel Pink, we created an environment where there was a strong why, where there was great investment and training, and then there was empowerment. And when you build that triad into your own personal life and into the lives of the people that you lead, it turns into a massive intrinsic motivation creation pool. Intrinsic motivation is something you can cultivate in your life. In a 2015 study conducted by Beth Hennessy, of Wellesley College, and Sienna Morin of MIT, and Teresi Amiable of Harvard, they found that the development of intrinsic motivation was linked clearly to creativity, of performance, of longer lasting learning, and perseverance. So in other words, when you build intrinsic motivation into your life, you're going to have greater creativity, you're going to perform better, you're going to have learning that you retain longer, and you're going to exhibit more grit and perseverance. Those are all keys to the optimization of your psychology. The ability to get into flow state, into a flow state, and then have that intrinsic motivation that you have from it and building up to it is strongly linked. In another study by the University of Miami, the increases or decreases in self-determination, the ability to work through the challenge skills balance, that's one of the key triggers of flow, and the ability to break free of social and cultural norms, which will hold people back from breaking out to personally grow, were all associated with increases or decreases in interest, flow experiences, and feelings of self-expressiveness. All of those things are part and parcel of intrinsic motivation. Separate studies of skateboarders and athletes both revealed that intrinsic motivation drove a richness of experience, it improved their performance, and it increased the likelihood that their performance goals were achieved. Interestingly, a meta-analysis, which means a study of studies, 128 studies examined the effects of rewards on intrinsic motivation and found that rewards tied to engagement, the completion of tasks, and the performance. So let me say that again. When there were rewards on intrinsic motivators, like tied to your interest level, like finishing tasks and performance, they all actually undermined intrinsic motivation. Essentially, the study found that any sort of external reward eroded the positive impact of intrinsic motivation. On the other hand, the study showed that positive feedback positively impacted free choice behavior, interest in a task, and intrinsic motivation. Okay, so let me try to say this for you again. Is basically, when you are motivated from within, you don't need any reward from the outside. The fact that you're pursuing what you're passionate about and interested in, and that's going to lead you to the achievement of your why, that is enough in and of itself, okay? Every day I get up in the morning early, I go work out, I eat clean, I go to the cafe, do some writing, I go to work and run my flow blocks, and nobody has to tell me to do that. I don't need any artificial money reward, how much I'm going to make in a year. I don't need any of it. I just love doing it. I love that my life is like that. And so that kind of illustrates what we're talking about here. In Daniel Pink's book, Drive, he asserts that the secret to high performance and satisfaction at work, school, and home is the deeply human need to direct our own lives, to have autonomy, to learn, to create new things, and to do better by ourselves and our world overall. Okay. And that describes the entrepreneur life, which is most of the people in the Tiger Nation. We're all entrepreneurs, whether we're lawyers, dentists, doctors, executives building a big company, or an athlete, or a nonprofit leader, or a pure entrepreneur. All of us are entrepreneurial. And when you start talking about things like autonomy and free choice and the ability to design a life that you want to be able to live, that is music to our ears. And all of those things drive intrinsic motivation. Okay. So with time and intentionality, we can shift, we can make that big shift over time from extrinsic motivation mode of operating, meaning relying on outside forces to help us get going, to an intrinsically motivated life of enjoyment, purpose, and growth. You know, when I think about this, when I was in my 20s and even in my 30s, I relied on a lot of extrinsic motivation because I just wasn't clear on what my purpose and my why was at that point in my life. And so I relied on making money, attaining status, having a nicer house, all of those things. And they worked for a while. But anybody who's made money will tell you, when you get to the point where you've got the house, you got the car, you can go on vacations, you can go to restaurants you like, you can have the clothes you want, all of that stops motivating you. Okay. And you start looking for purpose and significance. Okay. And so that's what I'm talking about, is making that shift. So when you are motivated intrinsically, your days are more likely to be filled with curiosity and with passion and with fun. And to get there, though, we need to do some reflective work and some planning. And this involves formulating your core values, developing your transformative purpose or your strong why, and then setting goals, high, hard goals that are in alignment with what your why is and what your core values are. Okay. So to wrap up here, so while it's early in 2022, I want you to take time to thoroughly think through, what is your big why? I'm doing it this week. I'm going to go away to Washington, D.C. We've got a property with Hilton there that I'm going to hole up in for a couple of days, and I'm just going to do business with myself. I'm a man of faith, so I'm going to do business with God as well. And we're going to get really solid and sure on my purpose and my why and what my goals are. I've got them all done already, but I just want to go through them one more time in solitude and then hit the rest of 2022 hard. And you know what? I want you to do the same thing. All right. Take time in January, have a think day, and really get solid on what your why is. Understand with great clarity the sort of life that you want to live. Okay. And then determine your personal core values, and then build a goal stack that reflects your why. And when you build that goal stack from purpose to core values to high, hard goals, down to your goals that cascade all the way down into your daily planner, when you do that, what you have done is you've created a stack of intrinsic motivators that are going to drive you on despite any adversity, despite any sloth or laziness that always shows up. And remember, you know, I'm part of Tiger Medical also. You've got to invest in your body and take care of your physiology, because if you don't sleep well and you don't manage stress well, and if you eat poorly, and if you don't move, and if you don't hydrate, if you don't take time to meditate, if you're not using intelligent supplementation, if you're not doing these things, you can have all the motivation in the world. Your body's going to quit on you, and you're not going to be able to fulfill the dreams that you have. So you got work to do. It's only January. Engage with us. Get in our community calls each week that are on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. Sign up for some more of our programs and get yourself more optimized in some area of your life. And then read this packet, listen to the audio, and let's get better in 2022. Thank you. I really appreciate all of you. See ya.